in Brachos Tesvav Amar Aleph, what we had seen thus far, we had the Mishnah that said that if one reads Shema, but it's not audible, he is Yotze according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi says he is not. We said the Halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. We had said that Rabbi Meir says that even lechatchila on biblical things, you don't have to have kavana. And so we said that when it comes to our Mishnah on biblical things, lechatchila, you should have kavana, Rabbi Yehuda holds. But if you didn't, you're yotze. Rabbi Yossi says you're not even yotze b'di'eved on kriyashma, on benching. On benching, again, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that lechatchila, you should say it in an audible fashion, and b'di'eved, you're yotze. Right? And finally, the Mishnah that says that someone can take off truma, even though he can't hear his own blessing, lechatchila, so while the blessing is rabbinic, that could fit with Rabbi Yehuda. On biblical things, Rabbi Yehuda says, lechatchila, you have to hear what you're saying. On rabbinic things, like a blessing, Rabbi Yehuda could say, even lechatchila, you could take off truma, even though you can't hear. That could also be Rabbi Meir, who permits it, or even lechatchila. And then Rabbi Yehuda would be consistent, both on Doraisa and Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda would say, lechatchila, you should hear, but if not, it's kosher. And Rabbi Meir says, both on biblical and rabbinic, even if you didn't hear lechatchila, you could do it. And Rabbi Yossi says, both at least on biblical, if you didn't hear it, you're not yotze. On biblical, we don't know what Rabbi Yossi would hold on rabbinic. That's how far we got. Tananatam. We're holding three lines from the bottom, the middle of the line. Tesva Mamanalv. The Mishnah says over there, Hakol Ksherin Nikot Tamgila, Chutz Mecheresh Shoteh Bekatan. Everyone's kosher to read the Megillah, other than one who is deaf and mute, one who is a Shoteh, he doesn't have his intelligence is retarded, and Katan, a minor. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekatan. And Rabbi Yehuda says a minor may read the Megillah. Mantan Acheresh De'eved Nami Lo. We understand that the Mishnah, just like a minor may not read the Megillah, it's even b'di'eved, and just like a person who lacks the intelligence, even b'di'eved, it's not kosher, so we understand that the same holds true for one who is deaf. Well, obviously he's not mute because he's reading the Megillah, so he's only deaf, right? So who is going to be the author of this Mishnah that says that a person who is deaf, even b'di'eved, is not kosher? Amar Rav Matna Rabbi Yossi. So Rav Matna says, we're going to say it's Rabbi Yossi. Ditnan, because we have our Mishnah. Hakoet Shema Velo Shmea Lo Ozno Yatza, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Yatza. Okay, very simple. Rabbi Yossi says on Shema that's biblical, if you didn't hear it, you're not Yotze. So we're going to assume the same holds true for the reading of the Megillah, that's rabbinic. So the Gemara questions that. How do you know that the Mishnah with regard to reading the Megillah is Rabbi Yossi? Maybe Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, maybe that Mishnah in Megillah, where at the top of this Vav Amar Aleph is Rabbi Yehuda, v'lechatchila hu dilo. And when the Mishnah says a deaf person can't read the Megillah, it means lechatchila he should not read the Megillah. Hadi'eved shapir dami. But maybe if he did read it, it's kosher, even though he was deaf, even though he didn't hear his own reading of the Megillah. The Gemara says, lo sakadaitich. No, you shouldn't understand the Mishnah that way. Diktani cheresh dumi deshotev katan. We enumerated three examples of people that are not kosher. A deaf person, a person who lacks the intelligence, what we call a shoteh, and a minor. So, ma shoteh v'katan di'eved na'amilo. Everyone agrees that a shoteh and a minor, even b'di'eved, it's not kosher. The guy doesn't understand what he's doing. Even if you could get him to just rattle off the Megillah, that's not kosher. He doesn't understand anything. So then, af cheresh di'eved na'amilo, being that the deaf person is quoted together in that grouping, then obviously all three have an equal halacha. And just like two of the three are not kosher even b'di'eved, the same would hold true for the cheresh. The Gemara says, v'dil mahakedita v'hakedita. Well, maybe no. Maybe the cheresh is only lechatchila, not kosher. and the other ones are not kosher even b'diavad. So the Gemara says, wait a second, what are you trying to tell me? That the Mishnah and Megillah, when it says the first opinion, that's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda argues on the first opinion. So how could you say he himself is the first opinion? Can you really say the first opinion is like Rabbi Yehuda? Being that in the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda comes to argue with the first opinion and says, a minor is kosher to read the Megillah. You understand that the beginning of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Okay, the Gemara is really, really fighting hard to make the Mishnah work like Rabbi Yehuda. And we already saw the Tosus on the top right that explains the reason we're fighting for it is because we know the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. So we're trying to make it all work with Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, V'din ma'kula Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. V'trei gavnei katan. And the Mishnah is discussing two types of minors. V'chesui mechsa v'achik tani. And you have to add a few words to the Mishnah. It says like this. Hakol k'sherin likot ha-Megillah chutz mechiresh shoteh v'katan. Everyone's kosher to read the Megillah, other than someone who's deaf, someone who's a shoteh, an unusual fool, meaning he lacks a tremendous amount of basic intelligence, and a minor. I'm talking about a minor that hasn't yet reached the age of chinuch. Aval katan shegia lechinuch, afilu lechatchila kasher divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But a minor who's already reached the stage of chinuch, so then he's chayav midrabanon to read the Megillah. So then he's kosher to read the Megillah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda machshir bekatan. Okay, so now we've done somersaults to make the Mishnah work like Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds a minor is kosher, and then the deaf person is only pasul lechatchila. But mayu kinta, what'd you do? Says the Gemara. You said the Mishnah is kerabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah in Megillah is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. V'diavadin lechatchila lo. And the only thing that the Mishnah said about someone deaf is that lechatchila they shouldn't read the Megillah, but b'diavad you want to say they're kosher. Elahad itani Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Cheresh amdeber v'eino shomea torem lechatchila. We have another Mishnah that discusses truma, that a deaf person may take off truma even though he won't hear the blessing, and he may do it lechatchila. Mani lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi. That doesn't fit according to Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi. What did you just tell me? That Rabbi Yehuda says that on rabbinic mitzvot, like reading the Megillah, lechatchila, a deaf person is not kosher. You wanted to say that to make him work with the Mishnah and Megillah. Well, that sort of throws a monkey wrench in everything I said until now, because I assumed he would be the author of that Mishnah. So you lose that one. Mani, then that Mishnah doesn't work like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi. I Rabbi Yehuda diavdin lechatchila lo. Rabbi Yehuda only permits it b'diavad in rabbinic mitzvos. I Rabbi Yossi diavad nami lo ela mais. The Gemara says, what do you want to say? Rabbi Yehuda v'afilu lechatchila nami? You want to tell me Rabbi Yehuda permits even lechatchila on rabbinic mitzvos that a deaf person should do those mitzvos? Ela had itani lo yivarech adam berkat hamazon b'libo v'imberech yatza. But when the Mishnah says that on biblical mitzvos, lechatchila, you have to hear what you're saying, but b'diavad it's kosher. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda really holds that it's only b'diavad that it's kosher in our Mishnah and on biblical and rabbinic mitzvos, notice we went full circle, we're back to where we were on the previous page. So then, lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi, then that Mishnah doesn't work according to anyone, that brisa. I Rabbi Yehuda amar afil lechatchila nami, you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda permits a person, even lechatchila, to read Shema and say benching, even though he doesn't hear it. V'Rabbi Yossi amar afil diavad nami lo. And according to Rabbi Yossi, even b'diavad it's not kosher. Answers the Gemara l'olam Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, you got me to a corner. I'll tell you like this: the way we were set up at the end of the previous page, Rabbi Yehuda v'afilu. Not yet. I'm sorry. We're going to go through one more stage. V'afilu lechatchila nami. Rabbi Yehuda permits you even lechatchila to read Shema and not hear it, to read benching and not hear it, to take off truma and not hear the blessing. But it's his Rebbe that disagrees. Detanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yehuda quotes his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hakorei et Shema, tzarich shiyashmea leozno. One who reads Shema must make it audible. Shneimar, the verse is Shema Yisrael. אמר לו רבי מאיר, רבי מאיר disagrees, הרי הוא אומר אשר אנוכי מצווך היום על לבביך אחר כוונת הלב אינן הדברים. Everything's contingent on the heart. Rabbi Meir says you could read Shema in your heart. You don't even have to hear it. So long as you move your lips, it's kosher. The Gemara says, Hashtadatit lahachi. Once you brought in this opinion, so then, afilu tem Rabbi Yehuda krabi svirle. I've worked everything out. Rabbi Yehuda holds, lechatchila, you should hear everything you say. And that's the halacha. Lechatchila, you have to hear Shema. Lechatchila, you have to hear benching. Lechatchila, you have to hear every blessing you make, because biblical or rabbinic. But b'diavad, if you moved your lips but you didn't hear it, it's kosher. V'lo kasha, had Rabbi Yehuda, had Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir is the one that says you don't even have to hear it lechatchila, even on biblical mitzvos, and of course on rabbinic mitzvos. Amar Chista, Amar Rav Sheila, halachak Rabbi Yehuda, shama mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, halachak Rabbi Yehuda. He paskins the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to lechatchila hear it, but b'diavad, it's kosher without it. And we'll pick up here Bezrat Shem tomorrow. So what's the halacha? Lechatchila, you have to hear Shema. You have to hear the blessings you make. Biblical blessings of benching. Rabbinic mitzvos on blessings on mitzvos. Lechatchila, you have to hear every blessing. You have to have someone reading the Megillah who could hear himself. But b'di'eved, so then on blessings and on Shema, we say your yotze. On the Megillah, the Gemara doesn't give us a bottom line over here on reading the Megillah. What happens if a deaf person reads the Megillah? If a deaf person blows shofar, he's not yotze. What about other people? So we still got what to learn.